In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our gospel today, my friends, speaks to every one of us, all people across the globe who face challenges, who face problems that look too big for us to deal with. And many people in the world today feel very overwhelmed by situations in our lives. What does it feel like to be overwhelmed? It feels like stuff is coming at us from all sides. Like everything is catching up with us. Like it is all too much to deal with. And like we are about to drown in something over which we can not control. It is a very tough feeling. And I think that that feeling hits us all from time to time. Our gospel for today is about some people who were overwhelmed by a situation that they could not cope with. A large crowd followed Jesus out of the desert. There were 5,000 men, and we have to ask, what about the women and the children? Commentators say counting the women and children could make the crowd as large as 20,000 people. So here there are 20,000 people, and our Lord Jesus Christ surveyed the whole impossible scene. And then he turned to Philip and he asked Philip this question: what can we do about this problem? What can we do about this? Look how many people we have before us. Where can we buy enough food for them to eat? And Philip said that even 200 days wages of work food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. Philip, giving that answer, was overwhelmed. Philip felt powerless. But then Andrew said that there was a boy here with his lunch. The lunch was small, 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But Andrew wondered, what good would these be for so many? Andrew here was overwhelmed also. Philip was overwhelmed. Andrew was overwhelmed. What he had was too small to cope with this. What do we learn from this on this, the fourth Sunday of Lent? The point of the gospel is that Jesus did not take the problem away from his disciples. They had a problem. Jesus wanted to see how they would deal with the problem. He did not say to them, don't worry, I'll take care of it. He didn't say that. Instead, Jesus turned to his disciples to see what their resources were, their available resources. He wanted to know what solutions they could bring to the problem. He wanted to see what he and his disciples could do together. Jesus wanted them to work together to solve the problem. And this raises a question. What do we do, my brothers and sisters, when we are faced with problems that seem too much for us? What do we do? We can worry. We can fret by ourselves until we feel overwhelmed enough to admit, I can't handle this by myself. We can step away from the problem, or we can turn it over to God to solve. Sometimes this is called, and I'm sure we have heard this saying, letting go and letting God. But our gospel for today is telling us that neither one of these is the right approach. Jesus does not want us to go it alone, not at all. Jesus loves us and is concerned about us and wants us to be part of the solution. Jesus does not want us to just step away and put it in the hands of God and wait for a solution. What Jesus wants is this. He wants us to bring our resources to the problem. As someone wrote, we will work as if everything depended on us, and we will pray as if everything depended on God. And that is the point of the gospel for today. Jesus wants it to be a joint effort. No man is an island. No man stands alone. Each man as my brother, each man as my friend. As we reflect on the gospel, we probably feel like Andrew. We have got 5 loaves and 2 fish. But what are these? This is all that Jesus needs, my brothers and sisters. Whatever we have, this is all he needs. Bring your resources to me, as meager as they are, and together we'll make it happen. So I close with these words this morning. Every one of us has his or her 5 loaves. Our 5 loaves are our resources, our talents, our gifts, and energy, as meager as they seem. And that is all the Lord is asking for us to bring to him and to make big things together. Amen.